Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
St. Brown in motion, Goff for St. Brown. He is there, and he's got it. Touchdown, Detroit. Fourth and one. They pitch to Gibbs. Touchdown. This drive starts at the 21, down by four. Hand off to Henry, and he gets it punched out. It's recovered by DJ Reed. Knocked out on the play by Aiden Hutchinson. And it's yet another fumble for Derrick Henry. Now Montgomery, he's going to break. David Montgomery is in for the touchdown.
Loop, the rookie, will try and come up with a perfect kick.
Up it goes. Laporta.
There is some bad news, though. They do have three upcoming opponents the next 3 weeks that all played in the divisional round of the playoffs, and they will head into Kansas City next week with a record of 1-2.
Well, 1-2 for the Baltimore Ravens at the last night's 38-30 loss at home Monday Night Football against the Detroit Lions. Let's start off with you, Ed Norris. Poor run defense last night by the Ravens.
It was something, man. It was awful. They gave up 224 yards on the ground. That's awful in its own, but the eye test was even worse. I mean, they were running through them between Gibbs and Montgomery. They'd run for 11 yards at a clip sometimes. Yeah. You know, first down, couldn't stop them at all. And of course, Montgomery had a 72-yard touchdown. He averaged almost 13 yards a carry last year, 151 yards on 12 carries, two touchdowns. Gibbs, two touchdowns, four rushing touchdowns. It was a horrific effort by the rush defense.
It was a horrific rush defense, but it was a ferocious pass rush by the Detroit Lions, Jeremy.
Yeah, did you see all the hurries? Oh, the hits, the hurries. They were all like...
They brought them down.
They got after it. And I mean, Aiden Hutchinson, even before the game, was saying, like, his job is to try to make Lamar's life miserable. Good luck with that. But last night, they definitely got after it, and it's something moving forward. Like, you get Kansas City next. Yeah, now you got to try to avoid going 1-3 on the road. Kansas City's defense is really good, but I did not expect that last night from the Ravens.
You know, you talk about we make a joke out of the hits and hurries. Normally, when you have 7 sacks, you may have 10 to 11 hits. They only had 7 hits. The only hits they had on Lamar were the sacks.
They were all on the same album.
He had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
That rush was so fierce. He had nowhere to escape. So it wasn't even going to be hits where he got the ball off or hurries. He was just trapped.
Another Derrick Henry fumble, Ed Norris.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't know what's going on with him because he said, won a game now?
Yeah.
Another fumble, another punch out. Didn't look like it was particularly, you know, unusual. You practice this from the time you were a child till you're in the NFL, where you run through the gauntlet and punches at the football. And
yeah,
this wasn't a bad weather game. The ball wasn't wet. I don't know what the hell's going on with him right now. He just does not look like Derrick Henry.
It's funny you say that because that's the part I was listening to on the broadcast.
What?
On the radio broadcast. And they said his second fumble of the year. This is his third fumble of the year. Second fumble loss. He fumbled right in game two. He recovered on his own. Yeah. So it's not... And we know about John Harbaugh's doghouse, and Derrick Henry's not going to be in that. But at the same time, you are a reliable running back. You gotta be reliable, man.
They got me. I'm a running back's overrated, dime a dozen. Just get whoever and put him back there.
Clean pocket for Jared Goff last night. He was hit five times, but sacked zero times. He was 20 for 28, 202, touchdown, no interceptions, passing rating of 103.6. But more importantly, Jeremy, he had time to pick apart that Ravens secondary. You know, he had five hits. It doesn't matter. You didn't bring him down any.
No. So last night, and again, he's one of those guys, you keep him clean. He's very serviceable. Yeah. Like, you know, people, yeah. We had, who was it called him? Brian and Owings Mills called it and said he sucked yesterday.
He does not suck.
He doesn't suck. I don't think he's great. But again, this is a guy, given the right set of circumstances, that can put up numbers similar to anybody in this league.
He gets time. Yeah. He's extraordinarily accurate.
He's got a strong arm and he's accurate.
He's accurate. He can carve you up if you give him time, and they did.
And again, that goes back to what we do. If you're not elite, you suck. No, yeah, he's not right. Elite, but at the same time, you can win with him. Yep. He goes in the quarterback the category of quarterbacks you can win with. And finally, Jeremy Kahn, the Ravens are 1-2.
Man, not how you want to start your season. Again, I've talked about this. I still think they can go 1-3 and then run the table with the level of opponents they have. But, you know, you can't play defense like that last night and expect to win against anyone. I mean, you're at home. You're at home, and you allowed them to go 98 and a half yards down the field to score.
The so trick plays. I mean, they just pulled out the bag last night on them.
Yeah.
Oh, Dan Campbell came here with his bag, and he just took everything out of it and said, look, I'm not worried about next week. We're not going 1-2.
Their trick plays worked.
Yeah.
Like, and they were nice.
You know, like, I hated when they did the Derrick Henry pass. And again, like,
that cute. Was terrible.
Too cute.
Well, doing the Monday morning quarterback.
There's one receiver out there.
Well, because you have people that are going to come in and say, just give it to him four times. And you saw on the goal line, they gave it to him three times before that, you know, the Lamar fumble. They got stopped at the one on each and every single time.
And I'm not in favor of that, Jeremy, but don't get cute down there either. Mm. It's just, you know what I mean? You have too many.
MVP quarterback and exactly. You're taking the ball out of his hands and putting it in someone else's hands to do something. Why? Because we saw him do it before in a playoff game?
If you're going to do something else, do what you do best. If you want to throw the football, let Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, he's the all-time leader in passer ratings, let him throw the football. Or roll him out and give him a run pass option. Mm. But don't do that.
Yeah. And actually, one thing I've noticed, I mean, this I've said this about Henry with the Titans, he was never good between the tackles and the A-gaps. He was always best off tackle, bouncing outside. He needs a couple of steps to get going, then he's unstoppable.
All his long runs were off tackle.
Yeah. This is not the way to do it. And by the way, Goff's completion percentage of the season is 78%.
Well, his last game, he was like 80-some, right, against the Bears?
This season, 78% completion. Rating of 120.
I talked about this weeks ago about how the league's changing, and it's all happening now with teams that are willing to go for it on fourth down and put the pressure on the defense. And you
Lions didn't even hesitate last night.
No,
I mean, they were question.
Like, if you know ahead of time, it's whatever. It's third and six. You know ahead of time you're going for it on fourth down. It changes up what play calls you can run and what you're willing to do. And sometimes you catch the defense off guard and you bust a running play on a third and long and pick it up, but.
So you said Brian Callahan shouldn't have taken the other team's timeout, his timeout, and
to figure out what he wanted to do?
Don't you know what you're doing?
That's just stupid, man.
With the Lions, it's not like, the field goal team is coming. Oh, no, they're coming. Not even a question.
Yeah.
It's like there's never. The punt team's not coming on. The field goal team's not coming on. They're going for it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Monday morning quarterback. Ravens lose last night to the Lions 38-30. They are now 1-2 on the year. Keep in mind, folks, they started off 1-2 last year. It was alternating wins and losses now, or losses and wins, I should say, this year. Last year, they started off 0-2 and won their third game of the season. Ed, anything that concerned you last night that you think is a problem moving forward?
A lot, actually. There's so much wrong right now. Let me put it this way. There is so much wrong right now to answer the question, is there something I think is a problem? Yeah. I don't think they're as good a team as we thought, period. The offensive line sucked. Mm-hmm. The running game was non-existent. The pass protection was terrible. And Lamar's a hard quarterback to sack. If he'd be sacked seven times, you got
no chance.
You had none. That was a total breakdown. So the pass protection sucked. The running game was horrible. The run defense was terrible. The pass defense was terrible. So where do you want me to start? I mean, they don't look like a good team. They give up 38 points. I mean, you know what's interesting? Campbell's post game, he was pointing. He said, you know, this is what it takes to beat a team like that. But then he came back and said, now you know what the barometer of the AFC is. So I don't wonder if he's right.
Well, I mean, the NFC is, it's still early. So to be fair to them, the NFC looks way down compared to what the AFC is, in my opinion.
Usually, every year it does. I mean, usually the AFC is superior because of the top three teams.
I still think they are here. And now the Chargers are entering that group, too, with the way that they've been playing. Yeah, I mean, I think the top, if we listed the top five teams in football, I think we start with four in the AFC, honestly, especially after what you just saw with the Packers.
410-583-1057, that's the number to get in. Monday morning quarterback, Ravens lose 38-30 on Monday Night Football to the Detroit Lions. Quarterback review at 6:30, looking at Lamar Jackson's performance from last night, but on the other side, three and out, the best and worst performances of the game on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:15 in the a.m. Monday morning quarterback, three and out. Who's your up, Jeremy Kahn?
My up. Now you made me forget it here for a second.
How did I make you forget?
Because you just caught me off guard.
Because I asked you?
No, because I would,
like my grandfather used to say, I'd know if you didn't ask me.
Because I had thought I had written it down, but I didn't. I just sent it in the text. All right, my up is Mark Andrews. Is he back? He's back.
I didn't think he went anywhere, but yeah, he's back.
I mean, a couple of big plays last night. That touchdown on third down. Amazing the way that the route was set up, him going, like Lamar put it only where he could get it, which he does so often. Mm-hmm. I don't think people, like the fact that his QBR is so high and it's the highest in the history of the league, mm-hmm. it's because he does things like that. Even on low percentage plays that are deep downfield, he puts the ball, like that catch that D-Hop made against the Browns. You're going, mm-hmm. what in the hell? He just has a knack for doing that. Mark Andrews had a great game last night.
Who's your down?
My down is going to be fourth down efficiency, and that goes for both sides. Lions 3-for-3, Ravens 0-for-1. What was that fourth down play with Lamar fumbling the ball? Instead of pinning them down there where you wanted, now they get the ball at the 18-yard line, and it's totally different. And oh, by the way, it didn't matter if you pinned them down there because they already had a 98.5-yard drive.
Ed Norris, what's your up?
Dan Campbell's balls, for sure, because he is – I could see I'd want to play for that guy. He's got onions like nobody else. And there's no question, every fourth down, we're going for it. And you can't stop us. And to me, that is such, just tears the heart out of a team and a defense. Like, fourth and three, I don't care. Three, not but, fourth and a yard, fourth and three. Come on.
Does it do the opposite when he doesn't get it, though?
He rarely doesn't get it, though. I mean it. And you're not going to get them all. He was 3-for-3 last night, but let me tell you.
You're playing the odds. Like, you're playing the percentages of...
But he gets more than most. And you couldn't stop him, and I think he just tears the heart out of a defense.
Who's your down?
The lack of the pass rush. It's you give a guy like Goff, you say he's not elite, he's not. But I'll tell you what.
It's good.
He's a surgeon. He's incredibly...
I take him. Not over my quarterback, but if I had to take him, I'd take him.
Incredibly accurate passer, very strong arm. You give him time, he will carve up anybody. And that's what they did. Nothing. No sacks. He just carved him up.
Once you get past elite Ed, and the elite aren't available, he's one of the first I take.
Absolutely. So he's franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Just to pile on what Ed was saying, over the last 4 years that Dan Campbell's been the head coach, he's gone for it on fourth down 151 times.
Wow.
Half day. He's got a 55.6% success rate, which is seventh in the league, but that's still it's fourth down. Getting it 50% of the time on fourth down.
Yeah. And the problem is, I guarantee he goes for probably more than anybody in the league.
Yeah, well, that's what they said.
Yeah, so he's going to have more success. I mean, percentage might not, because you know what I'm saying. If you go for 10 times, you get it 7, you have a higher percentage, but not the same. He just goes all the time.
I
win.
You know what I did last night, Jeremy?
What?
I put Mark Henry. I went Mark Andrews, and I combined Mark. Yeah. I think I wrote it down at the fumble by Derrick Henry.
So tell us what
I'll go another way. That's
No. Tell us about why Mark Henry deserves after last night. What did he do?
Because he was
the world's strongest man.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go David Montgomery because I thought Ed was gonna go that direction.
Yeah.
12 carries, 151 yards, and a 72-yard touchdown run. 2 touchdowns on the night. He was electric, explosive. That 72-yard run was outstanding. My down is going to be the run defense. Horrible. Just horrible run defense. I think you said if the Ravens have a horrible night against the run, then that injury looms bigger than we thought. You had the pass. You had your best pass rusher right now and your best defensive lineman out of that game.
Yeah.
You know, it hit us hard.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's
Matt
like
taking, hit hard.
Taking Aaron Donald out of the roster for the Rams. I mean, this is your guy. He's one of the best in the league. So,
yeah, and they did call him a poor man's Aaron kind of Donald a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That's such a great compliment, but it doesn't feel like it. Because Aaron Donald might be the greatest player to play that position.
Yeah.
Especially for what he does in today's game, more importantly, because you're having a pass rusher like that up the middle. But, God, that guy's so strong, man. It's ridiculous.
Let's go to Dante in Baltimore. What's up, Dante?
How y'all doing, man? Good morning, everybody. Real quick, man. I don't know if it's a arrogance or a cockiness type of thing, man, with Baltimore. This is my favorite team in the NFL. But it seems like there's no hunger as far as executing plays. And, like, what Detroit did last night, man, they did punch you in the face football down the middle of the field all damn night. Just ran the ball. Lamar don't throw the ball away. I'm not saying he's terrible. Malachi started like he's playing scared out there, man. I know it's early in the season, but it's a lot of inconsistencies going on. And for a quarterback,
I think you are evaluating them emotionally. You say Lamar's not playing terrible. He completed 78% of his passes last night for a passer rate of 148. Just because someone today is better than me, you can't question my overall effort. There's no way you can tell me that the Baltimore Ravens don't play with hunger. Last night, the Detroit Lions, Jeremy, wanted it more. I got it. But you're not going to tell me over the big picture that you question the hunger of the Baltimore Ravens and their effort. You can't tell me that.
No, I just think that last night was a mark of, you know, you've lost a lot on defense through injuries.
Yes.
And your pass rush didn't get there, and you saw what happened. Like, we talked about it. Jared Goff, for all that's been said about him, and we've all said he's not a bad quarterback. I don't think he's a great quarterback. All of us would take him on their team with all things considered. But here's the caveat that he comes with. You have to give him a running game.
Yeah.
And when the running game's working, he looks like that last night.
And this is where you tell that his evaluation was emotional. I'm not saying Lamar was horrible last night, because he wasn't. He played 78% of his passes. What are you talking about? You're great. You're evaluating the team based on the results. That's what you're doing. They lost 38-30.
I just read this statistic that Ed, you had walked out of the room. The Ravens have scored 111 points. That's the most at any point in an NFL season for a losing team.
Okay.
They're 1-2 and have scored 111 points.
Let's go to Kevin in Gainesville. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good. What's going on? But I can't even get the daggone words out. What's going on?
Not much, man. How you doing, Kevin? Hey,
I'm good. Hey, we just got punched in the mouth.
Yep.
It was more physical than us. When you run the ball for 200 and some yards and 4 touchdowns, you got your big boy pants on, 7 sacks. It was the offensive and defensive lines. You know, the run fits last night was terrible, but I don't think it. The way Detroit looked last night, if Matt Ibike was in there, they might have did 160 on the ground.
You still think they'd be successful?
But Yeah. I mean,
I'm with you. I'm with you, man. They just looked good last night. That's it. You know, and maybe Kevin, maybe we look back in a month or 6 weeks or so, and we look at this game, and instead of it being so much of an indictment on the Ravens' head, it's more of a testament to the Detroit Lions.
Well, I was going to say that because I think they were just a better team. I mean, I think clearly a better team, and so much for, you know, they lost their coordinators, and oh my goodness, and they took a step back. Really? Look, they laid an egg in week one. They look pretty damn impressive since then. All right, you wallop the Bears. People are like, oh, it's the Bears.
No.
You dominated the Ravens. They dominated the Ravens.
And man, I'm still going to go back. I know Packers laid an egg, but that Cleveland Browns defense is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about the Lions.
But who they lose to in week one?
The Packers.
I don't think we're going to look back on that one day, Ed, and say that loss wasn't that bad to the Packers.
No,
I don't think so. I mean, I think
Packers are good.
Exactly. I think the Detroit Lions are more what we've seen the last 2 weeks than they were week one.
This is something. This running game they have. This is everything they have. If you think about it, they have all the things that we wish we had. Now we talk about it all the time. So you're talking about a thunder and lightning running game. Holy moly, Gibbs is so fast. It's incredible. Like he's like Lamar fast. And then you've got Montgomery. Who was just.
You couldn't catch him last night either.
Couldn't catch him, and he's strong. He can nearly run through you. You got Amon-Ra St. Brown. You got a quarterback that's incredibly accurate and an offensive line that protects him. Laporta is. Let's not forget about him. He's a really good tight end. Then you get to the defense. That pass rush is ferocious. It's like. To me, it's the key to winning. And this is why I get frustrated. We still have not had a pass rush. We talk about it every year for the last couple of years. You look what happens when you have one. You give maybe the best quarterback in the league no time. He couldn't do anything.
No.
He couldn't breathe last night.
You saw that with Mahomes in the Super Bowl
yes,
twice.
Yes, the Bucs and the Eagles, right?
Yeah, we go around in the NFL at 6:45, but on the other side, we'll take a look at our quarterback, Lamar Jackson, up next on The Fan.
I feel like the way we performed was a whole, like, he was whole, but, you know, it's still the beginning of the season. You got a lot of work to do, and you just got to execute.
Lamar, I think you were sacked 7 times tonight.
Yeah, he was sacked 7 times, was Lamar, last night. And I agree with him, Ed. I think last night, I mean, you can sit here and talk about coaching and or lack thereof. That's fine. I'll listen to you. But I think last night was more about the lack of execution than anything else.
They were better than the Ravens. That's all I can say. They out-muscled both sides of the football, too. And they lost it, you know, in the trenches. Mike Preston likes to say that fat guys beat our fat guys, and they just did. I mean, they pushed the offensive line around, and their offensive line pushed our defensive line around. Just, you know, I'm going to put you over here. You see the holes that Montgomery had and Gibbs?
Yeah.
They were, I mean, enormous. I mean, they didn't, like, just, you know, go through a crease. There was huge holes they were opening.
Preston, your thoughts on Lamar Jackson's performance last night, 21 of 27, 288, 3 touchdowns. Passer rating of 148.
Probably saved him, kept the game close, but he missed some targets, but that happens in a game. Your quarterback isn't always 100%.
Yeah, 78%.
He makes some plays, but when you get sacked 7 times and you give up 200 yards rushing, game's over. You're done.
Yeah.
And most of the times you lose, and they did. And they just got smacked around. That was it.
What did you see from Lamar last night, Jeremy?
I mean, look, I thought at times special. It seemed like he was frustrated with some of the play calling. At least,
yeah, I did.
You know, if you're looking at his face and his reaction, could be wrong, could be misreading it.
But. I don't know, Jerry. I'm with you on that. I thought so, too. He not very normal for him to respond at some of the things that I saw him respond to last night.
Yeah, and again, like going back to what he did, I would have liked him to run a little bit more, but hey, it's hard to complain about the numbers he put up last night. You know, I go back to that fourth down play, and that sucks. Not only not getting the touchdown, but fumbling it backwards, right. So you lose 18 yards.
I didn't mean to respond, Preston. I meant react. His reaction was a little bit different last night at some of the play calls.
What I saw with him, and I don't know if his feet are a little slower or he's processing. His whole drop back is a little slower than it would have had what it's been in the past couple of years.
Was it this last night or all 3 games?
I've seen it in the last 2 games.
Okay.
where he's, you can just see it, he's processing. And I don't know what he's thinking about. I don't know what's going on, but he looks slower. And maybe that's because he's thinking too much. I don't know, but that's what I see. He doesn't look like the same guy who is as fast and as quick as he is when he drops back and sets up.
It doesn't impact his ability to throw the football because his numbers will look pretty good this year. Ed, your thoughts on Lamar last night in his performance?
Look, he still did things really well. He's become a really good passer, not just his accuracy. We talked earlier about him putting the ball in places only his receivers could get it. He's got a tighter spiral now than he's ever had. He used to throw some ducks when he first came out. Mm-hmm. He's a different quarterback as far as a passer. The fact is, it goes to show you. I mean, I think he's the best quarterback in the league. As far as, you know, overall, he's the one I'd pick. But you don't give a quarterback room to the time to breathe, to think. You can't do anything. I mean, he's so hard to sack. And you know how frustrating he is to sack because you think you have him, he eludes you, he's gone, then it's a 30-yard gain because he can do that stuff. Last night, everything collapsed around him. It was like the walls were coming in. He had nowhere to go. And that's why there were no quarterback hits or hurry. There was nowhere to go. He just got sacked. He hit seven times. He went to the ground.
It's like anything else, Mike. When you're rushed, you start rushing yourself. Those three seconds become a lot quicker to the quarterback that's getting rattled.
You have no running game. When they have no running game, they can't pass block. No. I've been saying that for 3 or 4 years. Like, why don't you just go out and get linemen who can do both instead of just getting these big road graders and say, we're going to run the football. That's our main objective. You can do both. You can have guys who can get it done. And
Did they have no running game, or did they choose not to run? 12 carries for 50 yards for Henry.
Yeah, but man, he's getting crushed.
Is that because 28 yards came on one run, though? Yeah.
He's getting crushed.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of times where he just took the ball and just came around the corner, there was nothing there. And I don't know what they were thinking with that option pass. And his body, Henry's body lean doesn't look the same. You know, usually you can get 1 or 2 yards out of him just straight ahead.
Right.
But that toss play, they're ready for that. I mean, I was like, no, they're going to run a toss. They ran a toss. And because all you got to do is look at the guy. Who's the lead blocker? 84? Mm-hmm. I don't know his name. 84? When they go in that formation, he's the lead blocker. They're basically saying, we're going to run a toss.
Yeah.
Well, if you got a great offensive line, you can get away with that. But when your offensive line is struggling, you better use some diversion, some misdirection, something, because they didn't have it.
By the way, you talk about Mitchell Payton. 410-583-1057. That's his last name. Hyphenated Mitchell Payton. Benjamin in Woodlawn. What's up, Benjamin?
Hey, great show. Thank you, Mr. Preston, for joining us. Three quick points. First, real quick, on that trade from 3 years ago, who made out the best between Stafford and Goff? Secondly, that 2-point conversion, percentage-wise, I'm still scratching my head as far as that. And lastly, on that play with Hutchins, Stanley did what he was supposed to do, make him come back inside. And he got through 2 people. And he was playing on about 3 people. So I'm trying to understand that as well. So your point.
All right, man. 2-point conversion.
Well, he talked about the Stafford golf trade, who made out best. The Rams won the Super Bowl because of it. And the Lions have become a better team. I think
it's a win-win.
If you grade it out on who wins the Super Bowl, well, the Rams had been to the Super Bowl before, and they were Super Bowl contenders. The Lions were struggling in mediocrity. So I think, like you said, Jeremy, they both won.
Why, seriously, it's funny you say that. Why, I thought about this earlier, just didn't fit. Watching the Lions be this good for the last couple of years and, like, last night dominating the Ravens the way they did, It's like all of a sudden you woke up one day, you know, and like the Saints were the best team in the league right now, or it's like Like, what?
Well, it makes sense because the Rapture is happening today.
Is that what it is? Yeah. But it's like, pick a team that's been, you know, like the Jets. They haven't been to the playoffs and like, you know.
You're just being ridiculous.
Yeah, come on, man.
Like, you're going to say,
hang on.
Wishful thinking.
The Jets have actually been to a Super Bowl. The Lions have never been. So
I wonder how many people in our listening audience were alive when the Jets went to the Super Bowl.
That's irrelevant. They bite and won.
Bite me at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, we go around the NFL on the field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We go around the NFL. Let's start off with you, Edward Norris. Tell me all about that Browns upset over the Packers.
Well, it was an upset for sure. But I got to say, it just kind of confirmed what we thought after we saw them play the Ravens. That's a really good defense. That's an incredible defense. If you look at them statistically in the league, you can't do much against them. And against the, you know, the Browns, the Packers had 81 yards on the ground, 183 in the air. And 10 points. So the Browns just dominated. They just dominated the Packers. And the Packers, the people talking about them as a Super Bowl contender. The Browns are just really, really good defensively. It just, you give up 10 points, you're going to win.
How good are the Indy Colts, Jeremy?
I mean, they look really good. I think they get their best litmus test of the season so far this week going to the Rams. So we'll get a better idea of what they look like on the road. I thought maybe the Titans giving Daniel Jones his first road game, give him the blues in Tennessee, and that's not what happened. That's right, we were in Nashville and not
Memphis.
So, but that's like they talked about how they looked before the game and that they weren't ready to play and they were walking around lethargic and the Colts just beat their ass in what you're supposed to. Jonathan Taylor looks good. Yeah, I mean, the Colts look really, really good yesterday and have the, they're in the catbird seat in the AFC South.
Vikings go to stay at home, beat up all the Cincinnati Bengals. Carson Wentz, I like Carson Wentz. I do. I'm not saying he should be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. I just like the fella. 14 of 20, 173 yards, two touchdowns. Jordan Mason on the ground, 16 carries, 116 yards, two touchdowns as well. Jefferson chipped in for 5 catches, 75 yards. The Vikings are now 2-1, and so are the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ed Norris.
Yeah. Again, the team, this is a team that I thought was going to be good this year. Not great, but like a 10-7 team, going to make the playoffs. People are kind of up in the air about the Steelers. However, this team is 2-1 now. And New England, I think New England kind of gave that game away. But the Steelers are going to, when you have Tomlin, you still have a chance. And somehow they do it. It's funny, the Steelers' defense hasn't looked as good as it has.
They stink.
They stink.
On ice. On ice.
They stink. Yeah.
But they're winning.
Yeah.
And the Patriots are supposed to be, they were supposed to be the upstart team this year. Everybody's talking about the Patriots. Well, Steelers beat the Patriots, and now they're 2-1. You know, so you can say what you want. 2-1 in this division, it's just odd now because you know who's they're ahead of? The Ravens.
The Ravens.
Jeremy, I'd love being lucky, but the Eagles are pretty lucky.
Yeah, look, who knows if he would have made the field goal, but the block and return, one of the greatest losses for anybody that had the Rams plus 3.5.
Do you want anybody had that?
Glad I don't know anybody that had them plus 3.5. But yeah, look, it was a great litmus test for them. The offense kind of showing that we questioned whether or not they could get it done in the waning moments if they were trailing. And Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown hooked up, and they look great. Still have to see them do it more consistently because I still think something's off with this Eagles team.
The bad news is Mike Evans left the game with a hamstring. He had an MRI yesterday. I don't know the results on that. The good news is Baker Mayfield led his team down the field late in that game for a field goal. They beat the New York Jets 29-27. Jets are 0-3. Buccaneers are 3-0. They might be a legitimate contender out there in the NFC. Ed.
Yep.
I didn't want to make you do that game. Jets and Buccaneers. I did that intentionally. Tell me all about the Commanders.
I really don't know what to think about the Commanders. I mean, I know where they sit right now. This is a team, obviously, went to the conference championship last year. Picked them to win this game. They did handle it. They beat the Raiders 41-24. I don't know what that division's doing now, because the Eagles are, they look good, but they still don't look great. Their franchise quarterback did not play. You got Marcus Mariota at the helm. But Mariota was serviceable.
Solid.
He was. He threw 207 yards, and they put up 41 points. His passer rating was 118.6. I mean, they're a good team. They're for real. They're for real. I'm glad they made nice with Terry McLaurin because they needed to. But they...
You're good.
They're good. They're good. I was worried when they were... quarterback went down, that they were going to have a nosedive. They have not, because not only did he pass 207 yards, he ran for 40. So he's actually looking pretty good there in Washington.
Jeremy, you and I both said the Panthers would be better than people thought. I didn't think they beat the Falcons this badly, though.
Yeah, they have everybody questioning everything down in Atlanta now. And you lose to the Panthers, and not only lose to them, get shut out. Who was it? I saw George Foster, former offensive lineman out of Georgia, said he played on the 0-16 Lions team, and they still didn't get shut out any game. He said he's never been shut out in the NFL. How the hell do you let the Panthers shut you out? Atlanta's got some things to figure out. Carolina, hats off to you. You got your first win of the season.
You know who has some things to figure out? The Houston Texans. They're now 0-3. C.J. Stroud 2 years ago was the phenom in the National Football League. I still think he's that dude. He's just that dude without a surrounding cast. The Jaguars are now 2-1. Trevor Lawrence, 20 of 40 for 222. Not very impressive. Doesn't matter. They get the win. They're 2-1.
I saw Anthony Richardson had started 15 games for the Colts. And in C.J. Stroud's last 15 games, his numbers have been worse.
Than Anthony Richardson. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Chargers get a big win, Ed.
Well, why'd you do this? Just curious.
You love the Chargers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put you Jets versus Bucks.
Hey, look,
to tug of war with yourself.
Pick the Chargers to win that division. I think they're one of the best teams in the AFC right now. Herbert had a great game. He passed 300 yards, 28 of 47, 300 yards. They win 23-20. They beat the Broncos, who a lot of people are picking to win that division.
The Chargers might be the best team in the AFC right now.
I think they might be right now. Actually, I think they are at the moment. Because because I think Herbert has found himself. He looks like he's playing an MVP level this year. But their defense is really good. They're very fast, and I think they got a great coach, which makes a big difference. I mean, I think Jim Harbaugh is the real deal.
Seahawks, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, another dominating performance. This might have been one of the worst ass whoopings of the week, as their defense got after it. I'm not sure. You either go to Minnesota and Cincinnati, which I'm sure you're getting to, or this game, because Seattle just handled business. That's one of the best defenses in football right now. Yeah.
Cowboys get destroyed in Chicago, 31-14 by the Bears. Caleb Williams, 4 touchdown passes. The Cowboys defense looks horrible. Rashawn texted me today, said, can we say by now the Cowboys and the Ravens had the worst defenses in the NFL? I haven't watched all the teams in the NFL, but both defenses are pretty bad. 49ers in.
Ravens have one of the worst defenses in the league. They are bottom of the league as far as yards allowed. The 49ers still, to me, a big I don't know. Very talented team when they're healthy, but they're not healthy again. The quarterback's been out. Purdy's been out. And, of course, Kittle's out. They pull one out against the Cardinals. I thought the Cardinals were going to win this game. But the 49ers now, they sit atop the division at 3-0. I don't know, because you see McCaffrey, he looks incredible when he's on the field. He did again. His stats weren't eye-popping, but you watch him, it's like, woo, that's a talented guy. They were on top of the West at 3-0. I don't believe McCaffrey can stay healthy for a whole season, and I don't know what's going to happen if they lose him.
How long before Jackson Dart gets the start for the Giants, Jeremy?
They're saying this week.
Hopefully.
Yeah, there are rumors that he's going to start this week. I mean,
they both said,
yeah, Giants offense looks wanting, to say the least. Outside of the game against the Cowboys, magically a bad defense helped you out. But the Chiefs get the win there, and now the Ravens get to face them.
There you go. Thank you very much, gentlemen. 410-583-1057 is the number. Mike Preston is here from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Offensive, defensive player of the game. Coming up at 7:15, but on the other side, Bite Me, Sal, for the post-game press conference on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.